Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. Former Consumer Financial Protection Bureau Chief Richard Cordray recently announced his bid for the Democratic nomination for governor. He is the sixth Democrat who has announced a run in 2018. Cordray joins me now in the studio to talk about why he wants to be Ohio's next governor. Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
Why do you want to run?
I have served this state as Attorney General and as state treasurer. I look and see the fights that are being waged in Ohio right now. I see a lot of division and conflict. That's not my way. That's not the Ohio way. When I was in state office, I put people together to solve problems like the foreclosure crisis that was besetting our communities all over the state, and we saved thousands of people's homes. The last 7 years, I've been serving our country as the first director of the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, focusing on the financial issues that dominate people's lives, the kind of kitchen table issues I'll be talking about in this campaign. And that's going to be why I want to be governor. And I'm going to be a problem solver for people on those issues that matter most in their lives.
What are some of those issues then that you'd like to help Ohioans deal with?
So for me, it's the issues I've been dealing with at the Consumer Bureau, the financial issues that keep people and their families up at night, worrying about paying the bills, worrying about managing the ways and means of their lives, how they afford health care, how they can look for and find that better paying job, get the education and training they and their families need, and be able to save a bit, put some aside for retirement. Those are the issues I think people care the most about. That's been my focus for 15 years, and I'm a problem solver on those issues.
And a lot of it, I think, goes back to having good jobs available for people to, you know, be able to work in.
Yes, it is.
What would be your plan then to get better jobs in Ohio?
The term for that across the country now is workforce development. We have a significant skills gap where we have lots of jobs that are open, but we don't have the people to fill them because we don't have the right match of skills to job requirements. That's something that I think we can do much better on. It has to do with fitting the educational system to the needs of the employment base. It has to do with vocational training and apprentice programs, and it has to do with advanced training that, such as I saw in Marion the other day at the Ram Tech Center, where they're training young people on advanced robotics, which allows them to get into jobs at $25, $30 an hour, which are very, very well-paying jobs, but they need those skills, and if nobody has them, those jobs go unfulfilled, and those companies can't move ahead.
Many voters last year in Ohio voted for Republican Donald Trump and his Make America Great platform. How do you plan to attract those voters?
Again, what people are looking for is somebody who cares about the issues that matter most in their lives, not some agenda that has nothing to do with life in our communities or has their life at the kitchen table where they make the kind of hard decisions that really affect their futures. And so I think I have that background. I have that focus. I have a track record on those issues from holding two state offices and now serving our country in Washington. And I believe that I'm a person who can appeal to those voters as well as all others. I think we see a lot of conflict, a lot of division, a lot of pitting people against each other, scapegoating coming out of Washington, D.C. And by the way, I think we see a certain amount of it here in Ohio. I think we see a state legislature that has waged war on local governments for years. Local governments often are the ones who deal face-to-face with people and their situations and improve quality of life in our communities. It doesn't help move the state forward if the state government is undermining local government at every turn, making it more difficult for them to do their jobs, and then to face new crises like the opioid crisis, which is a new problem we're facing in our communities.
What would you do to deal with the opioid crisis? What has been lacking?
So I would say that like the foreclosure crisis that washed over the state 10 years ago and was not in anybody's job description to deal with and was a very hard problem, we put people together, state and local officials. That's what I did. Some of our great nonprofits who do so much great work in our communities and people from the private sector who wanted to step up and deal with the problem. And we saved thousands of people's homes. Similarly, the opioid crisis is going to require all of us to pull together if we're going to make a dent in it.
I've been talking to Democratic candidate for Governor Richard Cordray. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Cordray joins five others who have formally or informally announced their candidacy: Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley, former Congresswoman Betty Sutton, former State Representative Connie Pillich, State Senator Joe Schiavone, and Supreme Court Justice Bill O'Neill. Republican candidates include State Attorney General Mike DeWine, Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor, and Congressman Jim Renacci.